everybody. Well, today is Friday, if you didn't know that. This is our paranormal show on Creation Light Shift Healing. And we already have a caller that called in, so we'll see what she would like. So I think her name was Marie, and she's in California. So, Marie, are you there?
I am here, and thank you.
Okay, how can we help you tonight?
Thank you. I missed you on Monday, but please, if I can have a clearing or healing on my stomach and my abdomen area or intestines, I would appreciate it.
Okay. So, stomach, abdominal area, intestines. So we'll do that for everybody listening here. So just sit back and relax. And what we'll first do is entity releases. So here we go. And today's date is the 6th of July. So July 6th, 2012. Today's Friday. So here we go. Getting rid of entities, stomach area, abdominal area. Here we go. That may, remember, they take away your energy of the body. So we always like to do entities first. So here we go. Getting rid of them that are attached there through maybe pain, suffering, etc. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll continue here. We just did an entity call tonight. And so we did a lot of back stuff here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of more entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, is there any relief to you right now, Marie? You could be gone, but we'll continue on here. So I got rid of some entities, and now we'll do some pain release. That still could be entities being attached. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll work with your spirit energy. So what we're going to do is, since your spirit has the condition that you have, which some people don't, may not understand, but whatever you have, your spirit has it. So it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. So when you request to have your spirit help you on a clearing, on a healing for your body, if it has the problem and you have the problem, then it's like the blind leading the blind. So you can't expect too much. So we're going to do some clearing now of your spirit to help your spirit do this work for you. So we're going to take your spirit in and out of your body. Each time it gets released and comes out of you, you might feel your body jerk slightly, then it'll come back in, and nothing will hop into you during this process, so don't worry about you being out of your body momentarily. Each time you come back in again, then you're going to have more of that energy of your spirit because it'll be healed when it comes out, and then it'll come in, and kind of like a magnet, that illness or problem will be attracted to the spirit because it will actually conform to the spirit, and then we take it out, and then you're cleaned off, comes back in again, picks up more residue, more of the illness, and we'll just keep doing this for a little bit here. So here we go. As like I said, this is one of the main misnomers about healing is that the people think your spirit's perfect. Well, it looks like you. So whatever you have, it has. And that's why healings are so hard to do now, because the spirits are so contaminated. So here we go, going out and in. So that's what I'll be saying here to help yourself. You might feel your body change slightly, might get a little dizzy. So here we go, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, oh, out and in, 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 boy, out and in, out and in. Okay, everybody, so I'll just see how you're feeling now. It feel a little dizzy. Spirit now is doing what it can do. It has done that previously through all the out and ins, and hopefully it was able to heal some part of what you're dealing with. And so what it hasn't healed now, it's you know, where it is now with that illness. So it's now contaminated. I don't want to sound too negative, but now it's contaminated with whatever wasn't healed. I'll do it one more time here. So out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So hopefully you're doing better, Marie. If you can get on the fast chat or maybe call back in again, that'd be fine if you would like to, and just see how you're doing with each part of those clearings, which one you actually felt more than the others, or how those three particular healings affected you. So we'll see if Carrie's online there. Carrie, are you out there someplace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. We're on station 2 tonight, so if anybody else would like to call, the numbers are posted there under the radio button, the play button. And for the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471, or you can hop down to line 3, which is area code 530-513-6472. So we have an entity question, Ron, that got typed in right at the beginning of the show. I think maybe this person was on your entity call this evening. It's from Jim, and he's wondering if he's wondering how many entities carry pain with them, but I guess that we would then feel.
Okay, yeah. So first of all, let's just say that you go to a hospital because you have some type of situation. And remember, that's where you go to typically with situations, if it's bad. So you go in there and you get checked in for maybe, say, a week or two, whatever. I'm just guessing that because I don't go to the doctors or hospitals, but I'm just assuming that you'd probably be in there for a little bit, at least a couple of days at least. Now, let's say that you go in there and you have maybe we'll make it a simple problem, a broken arm, okay, and they got to do surgery on that to fix it. So automatically, since you have pain in your arm, every entity in that hospital that's hanging around there that has pain, and typically arm pain, okay, will come to you. Now, how many entities are there? Well, was it the ones that were there for the last week or the last maybe 50 years? And but for 50 years, how many entities could that be? They see a lot of people. Automatically, you're going to be bringing that energy into you. Now, are they going to take away your healing properties of your body? Of course they will. That's what they live for. They live for that particular problem because they're looking for a host. So you come in there with the T-shirt on. I have a broken arm. They read that T-shirt like a bullseye on you, and they come to that arm, and they are taking away your energy. How can that energy that they have, their pain, affect you? 100% it can, yes. That's why we just did the call the color's energy here, bit of entities that could cause pain. So automatically you could be having more pain than what you had when you initially went there, and maybe your healing would be even less. I'm sure doctors don't realize this. Maybe some might, but I don't know if the hospitals actually have a program where they would pay somebody to clear the hospital. I doubt if that's even on their agenda. But regardless, that's what happens. So it actually, probably even with alien stuff, contact a illness or have an illness come into you, somebody who was in there that you know nothing about. Could be an alien life form there that likes to body hop also. We just talk about emotional bodies. That's another problem that we could have. And so there's a lot of stuff happening. So, yes, you could be taking on their pain, which has nothing to do with you, but all of a sudden you have it now, and they're living off you because they are now masking your pain with theirs, and their pain could be much worse than yours. So that's what happens. So I hope they answered that question okay for you. Entities can bring you their situations, cause problems. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and in terms of the number of entities that we could have in us with pain, it's really kind of impossible to say, but like you said, somebody who's a doctor or a nurse, or particularly if you work somewhere like in an ER room, that you probably just would be chock full of them. And I was just thinking about, because I had to drop someone off at the ER a few months ago, and in fact I ended up, you know, staying there with them for the day, and I'm just thinking about all the trauma that goes on in an emergency room. And then, you know, the people that walk in, like me, who don't have an active problem, they're not having the emergency themselves, but they're taking the person who is, you know, they might look like a more yummy host to an entity because you're not, you know, maybe you have a bit more light in you because you're not walking around, you know, gushing blood. So being a person taking someone to an entity, to an emergency room could be, a way to pick them up too. And also, so many people die in the hospital. That's got to be a real concentration of entities. So if you frequent emergency rooms because you work there, or maybe you're a delivery person taking supplies to a hospital so that you're, you know, at a hospital a lot, or you're a rep selling things, you'd be a really good candidate for the, I would think, for the whole life entity clearing on the website, Ron, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. So in fact, if you're a nurse or maybe even a doctor listening, and, you know, if you don't know about entities, this might sound maybe pretty rude to you. So I don't mean to sound rude, but entities can come into people. I remember there was somebody on the news years and years ago, and I'm guessing maybe 30 years ago. I think I'm still 29, but 30 years ago. And this person somehow was able to go into a hospital, and he put on a, you know, doctor's, you know, uniform or whatever you want to call that, right, his garb.
The white coat or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and he put a telescope around his neck, and somehow when he first did this, he'd tell people that he was from so-and-so, and they would give him rooms, you know. And somehow, I guess he was doing this for a couple of years, I think, and he would find people. And they'd come in, and he would do different things for them. Sounds kind of weird, but now that person could have been run by entities. This is what I'm talking about. So maybe in the hospital there was doctors that used to work there. This person just happened to come in there. Maybe one hopped into him. Maybe he went there himself, and one hopped in and said, "I want to be a doctor. I want to use your body." Remember?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The main person that we all know about, as you may have heard of him, is the person from, I think it's Brazil, John of God. Okay.
Yeah, he's in Brazil.
Yeah, and John of God, on his information, at least what I read anyway, he uses entities to do his surgeries and his procedures, whatever you want to call that. And so that would mean to me that these entities come into his body that lived, and they use his body to do their operations on people. And I don't know if they call entities exactly, but that's kind of what he says, working through him.
Yes, he does. He uses that word. I know I had a friend years ago who went down there, and that's the word he uses.
Yeah, so that's a perfect case of a doctor, a person being used as a doctor, okay? Anything wrong with that? You know, I can't judge that. If a person gets a healing with that, it might be pretty good. But, you know, you don't know what ramifications are that's happening after that. But the person who has had something weird happening to them, an illness, he will say, and then they go to him and it gets taken away, that would be probably pretty good news. But other than that, so people could be used that way. That's why somebody asked me a while back, they said, "Ron, I'm going to the doctor to have an operation." I said, "Well, definitely do an entity clearing on the doctor so that the real doctor that went to medical school that knows how to do this is going to be working on you. Make sure that the entities don't come in to botch the job up, you know, basically." So, I'll just to kind of pass that along to people. Might be kind of scary, you know, to get put under or something, and you wonder, what is or who, remember the word what is a good one for the aliens, and who is a person here, what and who is going to be working on you, you don't know what's going on. So, anyway, I guess we'll switch the subject here.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, I guess, Marie, you got disconnected. I'm looking to see if you've written anything else in. And I'm just finding, I think this is you. How do you keep these entities off, away from yourself?
You have to do entity clearings. You know, get the whole lifetime entity, a limited clearing on the website, and keep it up. Entities, the question would be like, "Gee, I have some sugar in my backyard. How do I keep ants off of it?" Well, you can put poison out, but typically you can't put entity poison. They'll just keep coming and coming and coming. And that's the problem with humanity here, is the aliens and entities. The aliens keep the entities around, people that passed away, emotional bodies. They keep them recycling. They should go back to the earth spirit after the physical body dies, but the aliens, you know, stop that. So that's the main problem here, is entities take away your memory, your consciousness, and everything else, and that's what happens. So that's if we had no entities here, people might be more responsive and more caring to other people. But entities, remember, if you're an alcoholic, and entities are using your body to drink with. You know, if you have road rage on the freeway, that's what comes into you probably as entities. We've all heard about that. People drive kind of weird after they get upset with somebody. Then you have other things out there, but entities are the main one. Those are emotional bodies of people who've died. So anyway, we could probably move on. How do you keep them out of you? You probably can't, because they're attracted to you with your conditions. For every time a clone comes into you, maybe 10 minutes, we'll say, when you cycled in and out, and another clone pops in, another replica of you, and that can also draw entities as a new clone. So, you know, they're always here. There's you know, probably more entities on the planet than there is people. They just look for a host. So they will find you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. But there is the solution, thankfully. Ron does his Friday entity clearing calls. And if you want to do the whole life or get the unlimited online, which is really the best way to keep them consistently out of us, that's available too. So I'm pretty sure I heard a beep a sec ago, Ron, there. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi. So I had a comment and a question for Ron for healing. The aliens seem that they have little control buttons on these satellites, and it seems like they have the ability to put people into a certain dimension when they press these buttons, sort of in a maybe into a different time zone from one another, or a hologram, or maybe a remoteless dimension.
Yeah,
and I know one person in a remoteless dimension from other people, and she's not allowed to talk to people because the aliens control her. They won't let her talk to people. And I just wanted to comment about that, see if Ron has anything. And then I had a request for a healing, too, that I have a relative that I think they went to a lady who was a spellcaster, and she put a spell on me yesterday. That's why I had that little heart pain. And the reason is because the relative has these drug hallucinations. He thinks people are always attacking him and hurting him, but they're not. It's the entities playing on his nerves, but it's not the people doing anything to him. So that's where the spellcaster put a spell on me. That's the reason why. I'm wondering if Ron could give me any help or healing on that.
Okay.
I mean, it feels pretty good now.
Yeah, boy. In here. Well, you're probably right about what you're talking about. That's like the movie The Adjustment Bureau. So if you haven't seen that movie, people listening, watch it. And just kind of realize that's like the man behind the curtain on all the strings here. You don't know what alien race is doing that to you and for what reason. For Larry's thing here, let's see if we can release Larry's relative from the person doing the spells, which might be courting Larry through that person. So let's see if we can do that for Larry. Anyone else listening, we'll see if we can take away the energy. So here we go. From him in a similar situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's see if that has helped you at all. Did you know that these entities, like Larry was saying, and or whatever is doing those spells, et cetera, you know, they like push buttons in people or, in a sense, use robotic programs. So we could look at that. I'll do robotic program release here. That may help people, too. So think of a situation, maybe a mannerism that you might have. And we'll see if we can just release that one particular thing to the robotic program. So here we go. We have thousands of these programs that control us. This is just one of them. It'll be the one that you happen to select for yourself. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, to see that's helped you. One of the programs could be, you know, as simple as phone rings, right? You pick the receiver up or you hit the speaker button, you know, on your phone. And what do you say? that you all say, or most of you probably say, hello. Well, that could be the mind-controlling program to get you connected to somebody else. That could be the network as they plug into you. So you say hello, that's probably one of those keywords. Kind of switching it slightly, I remember a friend of mine, his mother, a long time ago, you know, going back about, 30 years, we'll say. So this is when they had the telephone operators that would plug in the cords, right? The jacks into the thing in the switchboard, right?
Right.
So what she would, instead of saying number, please, she would say piece of cheese. People would think she's saying number, please. But she'd go, piece of cheese. And they would think that, she had an accent or something. And so he kind of enjoyed that when he shared that with me a long time ago. That's what his mother used to tell people, piece of cheese. So that would be a whole different program. And she's, boy, I wonder if she's dealing with rats. Wow. Anyway.
Ew.
Anyway. And back to you, Carrie.
Gosh. Larry, are you still there? Oh, no. Larry's gone. Okay. All right. So we had a question that I didn't write down earlier that I just quickly wanted to address, and I think it was from Sarah, and Sarah was wondering about how many times to do the clearings within the prosperity jumpstart. I think that's what she was asking. So the whole life clearings, you just do the one time. You can do them more if you want. Some people do, I believe, but you just need to do them once through for the number of years you've been alive. And the seven generational ones, those I think are sometimes good to do more than once, although I don't know if it's really necessary. Ron, do you want to jump in there? I know you've recommended, like with the curses, hexes,
and the whole lifetime ones, one time should clear away, let's say, 99.9% of your stuff. So you may not need to do it over again. I don't see any reason to. There are people that would like to do it more than once, so they just do it. But you probably will not have any benefit of it doing it the second time. The seven generational ones could go a little, could be done more than once if you wish, only because you may be going deeper and deeper. But that's why we go back more generations after that. So normally the seven generational, the first one, typically goes back to about the 1800s, and that's probably more what you're living this lifetime, or the thoughts of those ancestors, going back seven generations. And that's probably all that may be needed, just to do that one time. If you have another issue, then you may want to do that issue on seven generations, but that's kind of up to you. Typically, the whole lifetime one is only needed to do one time. So that should clear out this lifetime. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then for the seven generation ones, is it just that those most recent seven right before us are the closest to us? Is that why you're saying we're living them the most?
Yeah, that's correct, because those thoughts of those people are more directly related to us.
Okay.
Now let's say that we're not living in the year 2000 here, basically. Let's just say that we're living in the 1700s. Well, what's the mindset of the people from the 1700s, maybe going back to 700 years prior to 1000? It's probably all about the same. You grew up where you're living, right? You didn't have an airplane to fly around. You didn't have a newspaper. You didn't have TV and radio. And really all that you knew was the caste system. And so, if you were a farmer, then your parents were a farmer, their parents were farmers, and you're farming the land or whatever. If you happen to be a slave, then you're probably a slave. But that's your mindset. That's what you're going to be dealing with, is whatever happened to those people back then. And it's probably a very narrow mindset of control. remember, they work with control energies. And so you're not going to know much about what's going on around you, or even maybe in, you know, 100 miles from you, because you probably haven't traveled that. All you know about is what's in your town. So what you're dealing with then is mindsets of people in that town, and maybe the gossip which they're spreading. And, you know, if you look upon feuds with families or different races of people or groups of people, you know, then you're looking at the same mindset. You know, maybe there's the people that control the land, and they're the same people or different generations of them throughout that history of time. And so it's basically the same thing. You know, you're told one thing, and that's what goes down in stone, and that's what you're living. Where now, there's so much going on since the 1800s to now. Wow, do you just think of, well, for myself, for instance, and this may pertain to a lot of you out there, when I grew up, there wasn't really any foreign cars except for the, you know, the big three here. I remember watching TV and you know, they had the Volkswagens for sale, the Beetles, for like, I don't know if it was $9.99 or $7.99 or something on billboards way back then. And that was like maybe the first imported car that was really here that was kind of popular. So that was that one. But as far as typical Japanese cars, maybe in the maybe early 60s. Remember, I'm only about 30 years of age here. So, you know, those cars were not here. And all of a sudden now, to a young person listening, you start talking about cars. Wow, they're going to, you know, there's all different cars, all different Japanese cars and you know, cars from, you know, Korea and every, you know, there's cars everywhere, you know. In the old days, all you had was a few different particular, you know, Ford, Chevy, and Chrysler products was basically it, you know. And now they're all over the place, and they all look kind of similar. But, you know, if you're a young person, man, you got a tons of cars to remember and to look at. Where in the old days, this weren't available. So it depends what your mindset is. So, and I think the older people know what I'm talking about. You know, if you talk about a given car in a certain year, if you remember what those cars are like, you could probably get a picture of one in your mind's eye, we'll say. For now, if you say some kind of car, unless you owned it yourself or knew somebody, you'd go, well, yeah, I've heard of that brand and that model, but I don't know what it looks like, you know. In the old days, there were so few cars out in comparison that, you know, you knew what they looked like. Anyway. I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is there's been way more choice that has come up in the last, since the 1800s or since when the seven generational clearing would span in our DNA. So that would lead to a lot more things for us to judge, and so more judgment that we're storing, whereas in the chunks of seven generations prior to that, life was a lot simpler, a lot narrower, less going on, and perhaps less to judge, so less DNA to clear. I think that's what you're saying, is it, Ron?
Yeah, you nailed it really well there. Yes.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure, but yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, and I know you've told people in the past with the, I remember Kathy was doing the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, and you had suggested to her for the seven generation to maybe do it up to 10 or a dozen times, I think. So, Sarah, if you're doing the prosperity jumpstart, I know there's the, I think the poverty, maybe the slavery, I can't remember which seven generation is in there, I think it's the poverty one. If you know that you have that branching back in your family, then probably you want to do that quite a few times, but for the whole life ones, Ron is saying just once should do it. There is a custom box that you can put issues into in the whole life clearing, so if you have a very specific issue with poverty, then You can clear it for, you know, hours and hours if you would like. People do use those custom boxes a lot, and they're very useful if you have a very specific issue within the umbrella topic of your whole life clearing. And then the other ones that are in there are the, I'm trying to remember here. I don't have it in front of me, but the self-empowerment clearing, and you can run any portion of those as much as you want also. And as most of us know, there are 30-some-odd issues in there to clear. And don't just clear the ones that you think apply to you. It's really helpful to clear ones even if you feel that they're not an issue for you. You may find that they are, and you will get some stuff cleared. So, you know, use the heck out of that clearing. It's a great one, and it's very broad. And then the other one is the psychic billboard, and Ron suggests that we hop on that every day or so and make sure that we're keeping what we want on there. So I think that covers everything that's in that clearing.
And also remember that when you do that clearing, the issue that you're clearing could also have the counterpart of a physical illness, which we don't even get into. So when you start clearing away an issue, then that issue that you're clearing may take away a physical problem that you could be experiencing either from the past or in the future. And so just by getting it away from you can give you better health also. You may be looking at the clearing with like blinders on, in a sense, wanting to do that, be self-empowered, which is very good, but just think of the counterpart, which we don't talk about, which is physical conditions that you could be clearing from you by doing that clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We had a question earlier from Matt about timeline crashing, and he was asking when timelines are crashed, do they freeze? Or how does that work?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, when you start crashing a timeline, they are frozen. The first thing, once you start doing a timeline crash, they're frozen. The light chip goes to the alien race that is abducting people on that timeline. Remember, they're in control of the timeline. So we're going to that man behind the curtain, or woman behind the curtain, or thing behind the curtain that's controlling the timeline. And then from there, that race, that group of individuals, the one entity, whatever it is, gets terminated because they're taking away your free will, free choice. But what about all the other millions of people on that timeline? They're also being freed. The timeline is actually frozen. And then from there, the timeline starts to disintegrate. And it depends where you are located on that timeline as to how quick and fast you're going to feel that clearing. You may do a timeline crash and say, I didn't feel anything. And then all of a sudden, in an hour and a half, you go, man, I feel a little woozy or something. That's because it finally caught up with you. Depends where you are, like on that bridge. And the bridge is collapsing on the far end, furthest away from you first. And then it comes back to the reality here. And it just depends where you are on that timeline. Plus, other people who are crashing timelines, too, you may not even be aware of it, and you might feel a little strange one day for maybe 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you feel better, and maybe everybody around you feels better too. Maybe you're all connected to that timeline, and you start feeling a higher consciousness. You start being able to remember things or have clearer thoughts, put it that way. Remember, you're still dealing with thoughts because you haven't got into your heart completely yet, so we're still working with thoughts here. That's why I have a radio program, to talk about thoughts. And we want to get into our heart, but we have to communicate in the mental realm, which is the alien agenda, and that's how we communicate to everybody and trying to get you into your heart more often. But we're still dealing with thoughts. We're on programs here. So we have to deal with what we have in front of us, which are those programs. So, yeah, the timeline crashing... If you go to the website, creationlightship.com, you're going to, somewhere in there, I have the pictures that I did back in New York, and it was in October.
Lines on line one.
2 years, I think. But, you know, that's when we the timeline crashes first, and you can actually see the clouds in the sky breaking up like ice cubes. I mean, it was incredible to watch those. Instantly, they would form. And everybody else out there, I imagine, who's had that experience by crashing a timeline will actually see the clouds look like ice cubes in the sky. I think we have a caller on. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Am I online to ask a question?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Ron. Thank you. I'm new to this whole thing by a couple of days. I sent you an email and sent you a phone request. I've been what you would say on the spiritual path for probably 50 years. And want to make absolutely certain that I make the ascension this time around. So I was hoping to have a personal session with you to determine which of all these clearings and everything I would most need in order to ensure that and being on pension. There's not a whole lot there to do everything.
Yeah.
The main thing that you're going to do to get
spirit out of here would be the spirit barcode. That's the main one. So that's the first thing. Do you have anything to add or anybody else online on Fast Chat that may want to mention something? And then you want to do, you know, your I'd probably do the free 2,000-year barcode clearing.
Yeah, I tried to do that, and my computer was freezing. It didn't let me do it.
Well, I don't know what to say on that one. Wow. Well, that's how people get stuck here. So you may want to maybe go to a library and try it or something, but the 2,000-year barcode clearing is the barcodes that are put on you to keep you from ascending. That's why we put that on there. So it gives you all the different spiritual energies that we have now coming to the planet that's always been here, but they make them, they out there make them sound like it's new. And it's a lot of the alien agenda to hold us back so that we don't know about ascension. So it's actually just, you know, programs from the darkness. Do you have anything to add, Carrie?
Well, I was just going to mention, in terms of getting out of here, there are sort of a few parts to it. Ron has explained that we can either just get our spirit out of here, and the only clearing that you need to do for that is the spirit barcode that Ron just mentioned. And then there's if you want to get your body out, that's the part that's a little trickier because so much has been done to us and done to our bodies, I should say. And then there's if you just want to have a better life. Now, you're saying you do want to get out of here, so definitely do the spirit barcode. And I would just suggest start listening to the shows and typing in questions, and we'll work through, you know, what the different things that you want to know. But the body is a tricky one because there's a lot of work to do on that. Go ahead.
Does Ron do personal sessions?
I do them, but not too often because everything is online now. And so I don't have the time physically to really do a lot of personal sessions. The only thing that I do is what I call the 4-in-1 session for people where you have your twin flame energy get connected to you and your home base energy. And there's two other parts of that clearing where we take you out of the soul family that you're stuck in here. But all the other clearings are online, and that's why I put them up, because I just couldn't do work with that many people. So the main thing is first do the free clearing that you have on, you know, that you can find on the website. And there's quite a few on there. I recommend to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That will help you out for this lifetime to have a better life. To get your body out of here, it is a little more complicated, only because you have 2,000 years of cellular memory programmed inside of you, and it was much easier with Jesus 2,000 years ago to do the clearings, as we did not have all that mind control stuff. And this time here, it's maybe a million times more stuff than what we had back then. But
I was on the website, and I was trying to do, I don't know the name of it, but the clearing that had, like, you know, this many years and this many, I think it may have been the emotional one. I don't know what it was. But underneath in the box, there's a number that says 5 minutes. And so I'm assuming that was 5 minutes per each one of those things, which would have made that whole thing take about 2 hours. Is that... maybe that was the 2,000-year barcode clearing that I was trying to do.
I think that was that. That sounds like the 2,000-year barcode clearing. And you're correct. The way you understood it is correct. You work down each little. You go step one, and then you hit start and run that for just 5 minutes, and then you do the next one 5 minutes, the next one 5 minutes. You can on that one put multiple screens up on your monitor. When I did that one, or if I do it on other people, this is one that you can do on your friends. I do 5 screens at once to speed it up a little bit. But you're absolutely right. You do each one.
Okay, so that takes about 2 hours. Then do you have to be sitting in front of the computer continuously focusing?
No, you don't. You can get just so the computer's on in the room that you're in, or just on in your house. And if you have to change any buttons on it to switch from maybe, year to year or something, then you got to go back to your computer. But you don't have to be in front of your computer. But the screen has to be on, so you can't have the screen get turned off because you need that light being up to do the healing. That's the conduit to help you out is the light being that shows up.
Thank you so much. I have a much better view now, and I know where I've got to go. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Some people giving answers on the BBS fast chat here, too, if you'd like to,
Okay, I've got that up.
Yep. Okey-dokey. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey, and our show is, we got about 5 minutes left here.
I think we had another beep, Ron. Is somebody else on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello. I saw an article on Reds.com, and there's also a website dedicated to this called Gene, G-E-N-E Watch, W-A-T-C-H, .UK. What they're doing is they're exposing that people, it's right from government printed documents, published laws and that sort of stuff, they show you that people are right now already being tracked by their electromagnetic radiation coming off their DNA.
Wow.
So this isn't even aliens or anything. This is human corporations. And what they're doing is they're tracking all the species that are undiscovered, like, in the deepest parts of Africa or the Amazon or something. And they're gene mapping everybody and everything to know where everything is. Of course, I'm sure this is for the benefit of the unwanted visitors here. And involved in this is Google, NASA, Navy, and they say it's all one thing, Skype, all these big companies are all the same company. If you look behind who owns them all.
Yeah.
And even Rockefeller said, quote, everyone will be chipped, close quote.
Right.
And then we have the problem of, it's just an aside, but radiation sticks to your DNA and your mitochondria. And they tested on soldiers where if the soldiers would breathe the radioactive dust, it would go straight into the brain and stay there. And it was like firing a machine gun into their brain for the rest of their life. So I thought that was wonderful. But what I was wondering was, is there any way to not be tracked by our DNA from these satellites that are doing the checking of people?
Well, that's a good one.
Is that part of the satellite transmissions?
It probably could be. It goes in so many different directions that it's very hard to put a finger on it, okay? Because like you said, they have one company, is making one thing or selling one thing or doing something, and then you find out that, behind the scenes they're doing other things too, and all of a sudden it looks like as you start pulling off that Band-Aid, we'll say, off of the scab, all of a sudden it's all festering, and the same thing is underneath it. Same people may be running everything, although there could be maybe thousands of different satellite companies. So the opposite of that could be true, too, where the energies out there that are coming in here could also be affecting us. So the satellite one that I put up could help with that. I just can't say for sure whether it's
because it seems like the satellite one.
Yeah,
satellite one.
No, I probably couldn't say either. Okay.
The satellite one that's up. It's the transmission, and what we're talking about here is the reception.
You have that implant, the stuff on top of your head, is there also. We have the two clearings. One is the transmitter. One's the receiver. Or the receiver, and that's why I put the nano clearing maybe the last month and a half.
Right, I did that. Yeah,
I'm more conscious on what could be happening here too.
Uh huh.
So
is there a way to block us radiating that they can pick it up? In other words, it'd be a DNA clearing of electromagnetic frequencies.
Boy, I don't know on that one yet. I don't know. No.
Okay.
I don't.
Probably be like we'd have to do every seven generational clearing that we could come up with. That might, because then you wouldn't have anything to be beaming it out. Be kind of the same as turning it off. It would be like not having it rather than having to turn it off, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just be like Rod, where the DNA is cleared.
Yeah. Either that or sew foil in every item of clothing and cover yourself from head to toe and be thought of as even more weird by our friends.
and not end up in the newspaper, right?
Right.
Okay, you got time for a second one?
We got to get off in about 2 minutes, though.
Okay, well, I was reading that every 25,000 years, our solar system circles the great central star Alcyone in the Pleiades. A large, high-energy photon disk surrounds the star at right angles so that as your solar system circles the star, it passes through the disk twice, first from one direction, then from the other. This is physically in this artificial, time-constructed, holographic universe we're talking. But what's interesting here, it says the two frequencies of passage are completely different. The first passage comes in from one side, the second comes from the other side. Both of them, this passage from one side of the photon belt to the other, is 2,000 years. And I was wondering, do you think that might be why Source or the 12 energies or whoever decided that you would come or someone comes every 2,000 years would be to be part of that passage?
That's an interesting one. I don't know. Might be that could be correct. Maybe that passage is when a certain timeline known by the darkness, when it activates that timeline do stuff to people. So maybe that's why every 2,000 years Lightship comes to try to ward off that energy. What I can say is, as you were talking, that photon belt is only on a particular timeline, which is what we're talking about here. Even exist on some certain timelines. So the nanotechnology clearing may go more across the board on people here, because those timelines may or may not even exist in other places or other areas out there. with a nano clearing is going to be more with people here as the timelines kind of come and go as they start, you know, like putting, you're kind of like a pincushion in a sense, you know,
yeah.
as they keep doing with different things. The photon belt that you're talking about may not even be real in other timelines. That's what I'm trying to say. But the effect of it could be here in the timeline that you're living on. Oh, that gets a little confusing. It sounds like I'm double talking, but if you understand it, you can understand what I'm talking about. So
yeah, to just
to
be
there,
sure.
A great question, maybe to bring up on another program. We got 58 after here. So.
Okay, yeah, just to be sure, I did it 12 times for every one of those.
Oh, that's great.
Like,
that's great.
Like you said to do.
Yep. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Oh, it's time to go, everybody. We're over time here, and our time is over. So thank you, Carrie. Blessings,
okay.
Everyone. And tomorrow night is the Lightship healing session for probably about 10 minutes on the Lightship, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Good night.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.